George Wallace carried five states, Alabama, Arkansas, Georgia, Louisiana, and Mississippi. He ran strongly in only four others, North Carolina, South Carolina, and Tennessee, finishing second in all three, and Florida, where he was a strong third. Wallace talked about the campaign and his future plans at a news conference today in Montgomery. Here is a report from contributing editor Douglas Kiker.
George Wallace and his running mate, General Curtis LeMay, held a news conference this afternoon here in Montgomery. Both men were in a good mood. Both obviously were happy to have the whole thing over with. Both of them claimed that they did what they set out to do. That is, give conservatives a measure of influence in this election.
I want to emphasize, in our judgment, our movement has been successful. And I think that most of you probably thought a year ago that we not only wouldn't get on the 50 ballots in the country, but had someone asked you, would this ticket get 10 million votes for the presidency a year ago, I think most of you would answer in the negative. But we did get that many votes, and it was very significant that we got on all ballots in all 50 states. And I do say that in our judgment, the people who supported us have an impact on orienting the two parties in a different direction. And I do wish for Mr. Nixon the most success of any president in the history of our country. And I sincerely hope that he can unify the people of our nation, and that the problems that government ought to solve can be solved by him as the chief executive of our country, because I'm an American and I want his administration to be highly successful.
I think probably I'm the most happiest man in the world, or at least in this room right now, because I think I've accomplished practically all the goals that I had in mind when I agreed to join Governor Wallace and his campaign. I suppose there might have been a little frosting on the cake if the election had it wound up in a tie and we could have had a little influence on the solution of the problem, which I think we could solve very quickly. But that's probably a selfish part. I think it's probably better for the country that Mr. Nixon did win outright in his own regard. And, of course, I hope that he goes ahead and pulls the country together and does the things that have to be done to really get us going at full speed. And I believe he will do that.
What happens now to you and to the American Independence Party? Specifically, are you going to run for president in 1972?
Well, of course, that's a long way off, Douglas. And we're going to continue to be interested in the affairs of our country and events that transpire between 1972 will, of course, determine that.
Governor, more specific about what you plan for the future, Governor, you said you practice law.
Well, I have no plans for the future politically, if that's what you have in mind. There are no plans politically at the moment at all.
Are you talking about a national or a state level?
I'm talking about on the national level. I've said in the past that I have no plans for state politics at all.
Wallace didn't have the strength he thought he had. He thought he would get considerably more of the total popular vote than he got. He was hoping to carry some of the border states outside the Deep South and thus broaden his political power base. And those big wild rallies in Chicago and Detroit and New York City persuaded him that he might even show some muscle up north. That didn't happen, but this doesn't mean that Wallace's drive for national political power is over and done with. George Wallace's time didn't come in 1968, but he still believes his time will come. Douglas Kiker, NBC News, Montgomery, Alabama.